This is the 11th dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Boehm at Brockwood Park, 1975.
What should we talk about, sir?
Well, last time, you know, at the end, I was suggesting the question of the three qualities. It could say, or whatever, we call them truth, intelligence, and truth, wisdom, and intelligence.
That's right.
And the relation, possibly, to experience.
That's right. We're going to talk about that. Did you ever hear of Kaiserling?
Is that an economist or no?
No. He was a philosopher.
A German, yes.
You must know. Kaiserling. Yes, he started a school of wisdom.
Oh.
In Darmstadt or some place like that. And also in India there was a school of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to go once to it. I said, I said, I wouldn't go because you can't teach wisdom. Their idea of wisdom was to study a lot of books.
Well, that's one idea, to accumulate the wisdom of the
wisdom,
ages.
Yes, that's it. What does that word come from?
Well, I looked up that, wisdom has the same root as wit, and it has the same root as seeing, like video.
Has it to do anything to do with vidya, Sanskrit word?
Yes, vidya also means seeing in Sanskrit. You see, it's...
Of course.
And wit is the same word.
Wit, oh yes.
Witness, probably. And wisdom. Some others I've forgotten by now.
First of all, could we? How would you want to approach it? Can wisdom be learned?
Well, this is a difficult question. You see, it can't be learned in the usual sense. The question is there any way of imparting wisdom,
yes,
in some sense, conveying it. One of the definitions that stuck in my mind was that it was a capacity for sound judgment.
Capacity for sound judgment.
That's one of the phases of it. As in this area where thought properly functions, then thought will be capable of sound judgments. Yes, well, looking at the dictionary, that's... let's see, the word wise... From a root, base wid, or Aryan base wid, meaning to see, to know.
To know, that's right.
Right.
Arya wide.
The same root as vidde in Latin and idea in Greek. And wisdom, it says the quality of being wise, that's not much help. sound judgment, sagacity. Then the second meaning, archaic, is learning, knowledge, and science, the wisdom of the ancients. See, that's another meaning to the accumulated wisdom, but that is not what we mean.
Is it a confusion between knowledge and wisdom?
Well, there has been over the ages such a confusion, you see, but clearly from the root of the word, it means not so much knowledge, but the act of seeing or knowing.
That's the act of seeing.
The act of seeing. And is the basic root, but it has also come to mean apparently the capacity to make sound judgments, which depends on perception.
Yes.
In other words, judgments are not made from thought or from,
but from accumulated knowledge.
No, but from perception. You see that. In other words, I think a judgment is merely the expression in thought of a sound judgment is the expression and thought of a perception.
Yes.
In other words, see, a judgment means originally to divide, say the word judge.
Judge, to divide.
To divide, and the German word Urteil is the original division. And you make a distinction or a discrimination.